Hey Trailblazers, Lena here doing Trails Up in Life and Business. How are you guys doing? So I'm just out for a really beautiful walk and I was just thinking about a couple of things that I've been talking about with some of my clients. In particular around like making up your own rules and how you get to set them. So I just thought, right, as I'm waiting for my travel back, I thought I'd jump on and say hi, drop a comment, say hey, let me know that you are here. Let's chat. So basically I wanted to talk about making up your own rules and how you get to make up your own rules, right? We obviously live in a world with so many different rules, so many this, so many that, right? But at the end of the day, like you know the rules of get married, have kids, go to school, get your qualifications, get married, have children, you know, buy a house, do all of that, right? Whose rules are they? Who made up those rules? Because those rules don't actually fit for soul's purpose. Your heart and soul may have, and very likely will have, a very different process. Now, there's nothing wrong with following those rules if they are part of what's right and true for you. So definitely not saying that, because of course, like, it works for many, many people. But for the people in my world, we're the rule breakers, we're the change makers, we are the trailblazers, we follow our own hearts, and our hearts don't work on a timeline. They work on what's right and true for that person's evolution and that person's like soul growth. So I wanted to jump on and just chat about that a little bit, because falling into or actually creating your own rules takes a lot of courage, simply because your way may be very, very different to how others have done this, right? If this is landing for you guys, just drop a comment below, share it as well, thumbs up, love hearts, all of that good stuff would be amazing. Leave a comment, let me know, okay? So when you're following your own rules, what we're doing is we're following our own North Star. That's how I describe it, it's your own North Star. And it's like this divine spark, it's this beautiful, beautiful divine spark that is just yours. And this divine spark is made up of all of your dreams, your ambitions, your goals, your desires, with your values, right? Your values, your truth, your boundaries, your standards. And like, we've got collective values, as in the values of the world, and then we've got kind of broken down values as well, like cultural values, religious values, societal values, gender values, all of this. And then we also have our own individual values, and those are your rules, right? They're the rules that you get to follow. You get to be brave enough and courageous enough to be yourself, to be your spirit self, to be your soul self by following those rules and doing what feels right and true for you. So for some people, let's just bring this into business, right? For some people, a lot of people try and fit into the mold, into the mainstream mold of what is out there and how to create business and, you know, like doing the same strategy as somebody else. But it never actually comes down to the strategy. Like, the strategy is a key point. It's a key part of that kind of the process. But actually, what comes first is always going to be your energetics. It's always going to be like your energetics and your truth and what feels right and true for you, according to how you want to show up, according to what is right for you to align with. So, for example, with one of my clients, we're working with her to align her to 20k months and stabilize the 10k months. So that's where she's at. That's where she's at this moment in time. But there are so many women, for example, online who are manifesting 300k months, 100k months, 50k months, 10k months, whatever it might be. And everyone's on their own timeline, but that timeline is according to each person's like individual alignment. And this is what it means when I say, like, you get to create your own rules. You get to write your own rules, because at the end of the day, where you're at is where you're at, and we've got to be okay with that and work from there. So also, this conversation was probably inspired by a chat that I had with a guy in a coffee shop just now who's writing a book. He may see this later on, who's writing a book, and he's like, oh, you know, I haven't found a publisher. And it's kind of, you know, his book is held back because of that. And I was like, listen to your heart. You'll be guided to your publisher once you set that intention that you want to work with a publisher, or that you feel that publishing with somebody is the right thing as opposed to self-publishing. So for myself, I self-published in 2014, a book that I wrote when I was 12. And I self-published it obviously a few years ago when I started my business, and it was awesome. But I knew that for my second book, or whatever number, I think I've got five now at the moment, but whatever book it was, 101 Plus Ways to Overcome Life's Biggest Obstacles, I knew that there was a publisher out there for me who was going to help me to take it to the next level and to help me to market, to get it to the right people. And that's exactly what happened, and my book ended up in Hollywood. It was gifted to Ellen DeGeneres for her 60th birthday. It was gifted to 50 celebrities during the Oscar Awards. It got flies, I'm just going to flick those off. But those, like, that was my kind of rule. Do you see what I mean? It was like, what is in alignment for who I am, where I'm at, and where I'm going. So yes, it is about being yourself and really truly digging into being yourself. Like, what does that look like? What does that mean? How does that show up for you in your life? Hey there, hey Sarah, hey Arthur, hey Sada. So thank you guys for being here, it's awesome. I just really want to encourage you guys. Like, at the end of the day, you've got your own timeline, and your timeline is not actually, number one, it's nobody's business, and number two, not everyone is going to fit into that timeline, right? And it's okay. It's okay. I feel like I'm often saying that to a lot of my clients and my students as well, and that's all good. I'm reminding myself as well, you know, we have our own timelines, and it's okay to follow that. So you get to make up your own rules. What works for you? What would light you up? What would excite you? What would bring you so much joy to do things in a particular way? That's what matters. So with that being said, I think my train's going to be here in a second, so I'm going to head off. I'm going to be putting on offer my masterclass, my digital course, Become Your Own Life Coach. I believe it's £123 at the moment, so I'm going to probably put that down to £97. Become Your Own Life Coach is all about you tapping into the deeper aspects of yourself, bringing self-love, bringing self-worth into your world. And then from there, what you want to do is then you create the world that feels right and true for you. Become Your Own Life Coach goes deep. It's a beautiful, it's one of my favorite classes to have taught. We've had some amazing results from our students as well. It's like, oh my God, it's just one of my absolute favorites. And it's about becoming your own best friend, becoming your own champion, seeing yourself as a winner, because whatever mindset hat you put on, that's what you're going to be wearing. Do you know what I mean? So if you're wearing the winner's hat, you're going to win, because your mindset is that you're a winner. If you're wearing also like the loser's hat, which I've definitely done a couple of times, then of course that energy is what's going to translate. Okay, so I really want to encourage you guys, like, think about how you're supporting yourself, think about how you are being who you be and own in that space. So if you would like to sign up for Become Your Own Life Coach, head on over to my website, which is laylakhanauthor.com/lifecoach-masterclass, and you can purchase the course from there and dig deep into your values and your boundaries and your standards and shift out any of the energy that is getting in the way. So let me know what landed for you guys. I can see some of your comments. Thank you. I have a good voice. Thank you. I'm a teacher by profession, and I've taught a lot and I talk a lot. And yeah, main rule, definitely be yourself. Figure out what your inner rules are. What are your boundaries, your standards, your expectations, your rules, your values? Cool. All right. Any questions, drop me a message. Have an amazing day. Thank you so much for hanging out, and feel free to share this as well with anyone in your world that you feel would resonate with this. Ciao for now. Bye.